Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. It's Sunday, and let's see what's going on. We got a lot of stuff going. We have major updates on several issues out there, some things we've been working on for a number of years, some things to help other reasons. It looks like the Tea Party movement is coming back. I called today. And from a gentleman up in Central Florida that's looking to hook up with the Tea Party movement and get some speakers talking about immigration. And so I geared him, directed him to a couple people that we know, and they're setting that up. But let's give you a little bit of some breaking news. As you know, last couple years we've been trying to clean up Broward County, Law and Order, and stuff like that. We went after Scott Israel and took him down. We went after Runcie and took him down. We went after the school boards and we took them down. We went after Dale Holness and took him down. And breaking news, we're about to take down Gregory Tony, the sheriff. And he's going down probably this week. And I just picked up an endorsement early in the day from another person that was running for sheriff that he's not doing it this time around. And he is said he allows me to take that spot, and of course DeSantis, I've been talking about that, and the corruption fight is coming. So it's a matter of time, and I'd like to thank Red Brow for the breaking news last night when they had the commission, the latest commission, and indictment came down, and this time it was an 8-1 vote to fire Tony for cause. and that's the second one plus the grand jury indictments that is down there. So he'll be gone in a few days, and one of the first things we're going to do, because of what's going on around the country, thank you to the New Yorker magazine and the article there, and Allison, and many other papers, and we're targeting three states, New York, California, and here in Florida. And one of the first things we're going to do here in Broward County is to go after corruption and fraud involving doctors who likes to fleece hospice and hospice care in Broward County and around the country, but here in Broward County. Because we'll be in charge of Broward County, so we're going after that, and we are going after, and we are investigating every single doctor that's involved with hospice care and make sure they follow the guidelines of it. And fraud is committed, they are going to jail. It's 20 years prison sentence if you commit fraud in hospice care. We do not want to interfere with the ongoing federal case that's happening here in Broward County and elsewhere. So it'll be done separately, and whatever information and whatever legal activities that we find will be forwarded to the federal case, because we want to put these people away for good. We don't want them on the streets anymore, anywhere. White-collar crime can be just as bad, if not worse, than regular crime. And that's what this is. It's a white-collar crime. So that's one of the things we're doing. And the other update on the story on hospice and hospice fraud, when you put the spotlight on individuals and doctors, they tried to scatter, but it actually picked up, and every single media outlet is now investigating one of the worst crises in this country, where doctors are using hospice to fleece the citizens in this country, the taxpayers. And now it's news all over the place. Three biggest states is New York, California, and here in Florida. And we're working in conjunction with various law enforcement agencies and the state attorneys to make sure that these doctors who are doing the fleecing not only lose their license, but spend the rest of their life in prison. And that's what we're doing. Anyway, let me bring on my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am great. Great day. Took care of business, got my stuff together, expanded business, added electronics, which I'm real happy about. But I wanted to talk about this hospice thing, where it's California, Florida, and New York, which is, it's big. There are a lot of cases, a lot, and it's all over the states. It's just not in one county. It's all over the place. And I was reading that, so say you're in hospice, right? It's called palliative hospice, which is like an introduction into hospice for when you're sick and you're terminal and you're ready to pass on. Well, I was reading that, say you're alive for 6 months, right? And then you get recertified. In order to get recertified, you have to be terminally ill and certified by the doctor. Did you know that?
But there's a difference.
And if the patient is not terminally ill and the doctor wrote that they're terminally ill and certified, they are being, what I read was that each patient, because it's a federal crime to do this, and HIPAA has been ousted on this situation, they could look at every record with subpoenas.
I'll give you a little more clear. There's a difference. Okay. People could live for a long time being terminally ill. So you could be, for example, Nate Robinson, who has a kidney disease failure, that he could, anybody could, to be terminal, but you can live for years. But
and
when,
you still
what they
get
do,
home
but
care.
The thing is,
but through your medical,
you get home health care.
You can get home care services. That doesn't mean you're in hospice.
No, hospice means you're going to die tonight. William
right.
Hospice. This is
within
the definition of hospice.
Short,
and this is where a lot of people get.
Right.
This is the definition of hospice.
When you're very, when you're sick and you just need that home care, absolutely, you should get the home care. But hospice, unless you're terminally ill and it's certified you're terminally ill,
a different
you're
word,
dying,
look,
not living, you more, cannot live on hospice for a year and be certified you're terminally ill. It makes no sense.
Yeah, that's fraud. That's fraud.
California,
that is fraud.
Florida,
and we
New
got...
York.
We're working with the various attorney generals and the DOJ
right.
on this. But the thing is, this is what how it was supposed to work. You could get home health care and you could get all kinds
right.
of medical stuff.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Once they put you in hospice, that means you're dying. You'd be dead anywhere from a minute, an hour, a day, a week, maybe a month. But nobody, that's
months.
Why there's a six-month deadline, because everybody in six
right.
months is dead already. That's
right.
what that is.
But
hospice
six
means
months, you have to certify. In order to renew that, you have to be terminally ill. You have to be
Look, there's a difference.
It's
see, you're getting it wrong. You're getting it wrong. In order to be in hospice, your death is imminent, meaning minutes to seconds to days. You can be terminally ill and not be on hospice. Once you're on your last legs, on your last breath, they put you in hospice because this way they can take care of you and make you comfortable as you die, as you pass on. It's not there
right.
to live off of government control, government benefits for 6 months, a year, 2 years, or three
right.
years. That's fraud,
right.
and that is a crime, and that's where everyone's going to jail for. A lot of doctors
right.
are about to losing their licenses and paying and
right.
spending a long time in prison cells.
But
all over the country.
The hospice care centers. All of the people
they're being investigated.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting investigated too because they may be illegally taking funds from taxpayers.
Right. All of them are.
So they're being investigated. The DOJ is involved. The DOJ is involved. The medical industry is involved. The papers, the media is involved because it hit all the newspapers. Like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, was just report on the New Yorker article, and once that happened, everything
right.
went going, and people that are actually committing fraud that knows it, speaking up and saying, no, look at the other guy, but that's deflection. In reality, they're the ones that's committing fraud, and they know it. If you're on hospice, you're dead by tonight or tomorrow. Nobody lives 6 months to a year. It's unheard of. If you are still healthy at 6 months, you're still living, you're not in hospice anymore, they call it home health care. And if they don't do that, they're going to go to jail for fraud. And we always start, like I said, the DOJ and the states is already investigating like that. The one in Broward, they've already started the investigation. It's already ongoing. Diamonds are coming down as we speak. And this doctor is going to go look at 20 years or more.
Okay.
Difference. You can't, because if you every cancer patient, every kidney patient, everyone that has any kind of major heart patient stuff will be put on hospice because all have fatal diseases. They could be terminal. You can have cancer. Stage 1, 2, or 3 cancer, still it could be terminal. We don't know. Once you hit stage 4, you're still terminal, but you're not in hospice. You're not lying in the bed on your last seconds. Hospice is when you're literally in the hospital bed, on your making the family and you comfortable in the last few moments of life. Not living 6 months, a year, or 2 years, or 3 years.
I'll give you someone. Kelly Preston, John Travolta's wife. And we all know she passed away 2 years ago from cancer.
Right.
She was on hospice care. Okay,
yeah, well,
her last
they,
several
yeah,
days.
She, the last few weeks, she was on hospice care.
She was in pain. Okay.
Yeah, so they covered her in the and they kept it in the hospital. They kept it in her bed,
she
and they had
the
24/7 nurse
in the bed, and she had full time care because she was about to pass on.
Right, but she didn't do it for 6 months or a year. She wasn't living like that for a year.
She hit it, and she fought it until couldn't be fought. Okay. Right.
The truth is that she wasn't put in hospice until the last few days of her life.
No, right.
And that's what
Same thing with Sarah Fawcett, okay?
Right.
Same thing with the guy from Dirty Dancing, okay? All these Patrick Swayze, same thing,
yeah.
Okay? So when you're at the gate,
mm-hmm.
it's time, okay? Because you're in bed, you're out of it, you're done. It's nothing more you can do, and time is ready to pass on. And that's when that hospice care plays.
Yeah, it's just not to live off of a year from, not to live off of a hospice for
no.
a year. That's unheard of.
No.
It's highly illegal.
No.
It's being investigated.
It's huge. It's a wave of criminal shit. It was amazing how much these doctors are bleeding bucks, man. They need to all be audited. The paperwork needs to be looked at with the patient. From Medicare and Medicaid, because there is a paper trail on everything.
Right.
Okay, it's all in fish, and you can't deny it because it's criminal. And like I said, HIPAA is not going to be violated. HIPAA is ousted on this because it's criminal. It's federal. It's criminal. It's indictment. It's RICO.
And that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. So I was reading today that there are people that are supporting Mike Pence. Can you believe there are people supporting Mike Pence? This is a man who was corrupted the certification at an election. He was a fraud. He was a pussy, a whimper. This guy should be held as a traitor, seriously. And there are people supporting this. There are all rhinos.
Okay.
Anybody
now,
who supports Mike Pence is, as my book, my thought, is a rhino.
Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, let's get to the major breaking news that happened this week. Elon Musk and his releasing of all the information that Twitter was hiding about the 2020 election. And Hunter Biden,
yeah.
and the laptop from hell. You know, that laptop from hell, everything that we said, the New York Post, in fact, Elon Musk released everything, every conversation that the DOJ Biden people, the DNC and others had talking to the previous owner of Twitter. All that paper trail was released.
Jack Dorsey, who got millions to keep his mouth shut. So
yeah.
they got paper, all of that.
You know, and it's a big story because with that evidence, along with what Zuckerberg talked to on Joe Rogan, whatever his name is, on that show, between those two, and what's going on? There is enough evidence. Joe Rogan's show.
Was that the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did an interview that came out where he said that the FBI came to knocking on Facebook to make sure that Facebook prevents people from talking about the laptop from hell, Hunter Biden, and the tapping into the big guy
and
all that corruption
that was in Twitter,
from coming out.
Everyone on Twitter that was talking about it got canned out of Twitter.
Yeah. So all that censorship and stuff. So there is enough evidence right now to actually. The first thing they need to do is overturn the election immediately. It's fraud. It's completely fraud. It's stolen. It was a fraud election. They conspired to make sure that the evidence that's coming out, that all the criminal elements of the Biden crime family was not exposed.
They already violated their own state laws in the state.
We're not talking about the election laws right now. We're talking about censorship and basically a coup.
But they would have done it anyway.
It wouldn't have done it anyway.
I think they would have.
They wouldn't do it if they're in jail. There was enough evidence to arrest Hunter Biden and Joe Biden for treason. We have the evidence now.
So
they're going to get done. They're done. They're going to go to prison.
Okay, fine. We still have to go back to the states because you're still corrupt because we had a corrupt election.
Yes, there are corrupt stuff, but the information that's coming out would also help. It would have taken care of all the corruption stuff. The stuff, the steals and everything's happened with the Twitter help, that's all being exposed. Every single race around the country from 2020 and 2022 is going to be exposed.
The people that won and the money they were paid, what they're going to have to get all the money back?
But that's okay because James Woods, the actor James Woods, and over 100 million people joined together, probably close to 150 by now, joined together into a class action suit against the DNC, Joe Biden, and every Democrat, including Obama, for trillions and trillions of dollars. That would totally wipe them out.
Would it surprise you that the RNC was also in on it, Ronan McDaniel?
Yes, there are some people on, and then Ronald McDonald needs to go.
And Mitch McConnell and McCarthy.
They need to go.
I'm telling you, these people were in on it.
They need to go. Ronald McDonald's not going to be RNC. Ronald McDonald's not going to be the RNC chair anyway. The elections are next month, and they're going to vote for a new chairperson. It's going to be either Lee Zeldin. It's either going to be Lee Zeldin or Mike Lindell as the RNC chair, and that's a division. It could go either way. Both excellent people. Lee Zeldin is great. He should have won New York. He would have won New York, and I think we're going to overturn New York with the evidence that we have of fraud in certain areas.
Was it stolen?
And so, we think it might have been stolen. It's only 5 points separated. But what's unique in there is that the Republicans took 11 seats out of New York.
You know, Howard Wilson thought that they screwed up, too.
Okay, Hadash 1965 says, where I live, we are being run out of our homes and working like dogs to keep food on the table. I hate even the politicians. I know. I don't know what state he's in, but I don't know what state he's in. But I'm telling you.
Who's in Florida?
But the thing is, the price is outrageous. I talked to people in California this past week. New Jersey, all they do is post some pictures and act like they care about us folks in New Jersey. There are some good people in Jersey that were actually one. There was a truck driver that actually took down the head of the Democrat Party at state Senate in an election last time around, not this year, but before that. And he spent like $120, and that's $140, and defeated the Democrat machine. So there are people there, but he's right. The governor in there, Murphy, is a crook. He shouldn't even be, if the guy that ran for governor, the Republican, if he held off for about 24 hours, he would be governor right now, because we're about to knock on Murphy's door and arrest him for fraud. We had the evidence. We were going to do it. We had the election integrity team, but he conceded and he shouldn't have. And that's the problem.
He was paid off. Call it as I see it. Okay.
But the point is that the people. The trucker was a $150 campaign, but it shows it's not about money. It's about who you are and how hard you are and how fed up the people are
and
in the district.
Right.
If it's a legitimate election, you could. It's a matter of the person. It's a matter of the issues that you stand for, what's in your heart and soul, and go out there and fight for those issues. But the problem is, once you win, you cannot have what we call DC-itis. In other words, I won, now it's time to join the party and not do what I was pledging to do as a candidate. When we had guests on the show as a candidate, we always ask you, what happens when you win? Are you going to go to D.C., or you going to go to the Tallahassee, or you go to Trenton, for example, and you go and all of a sudden you're not going to keep your promises? If you do, we're going to play back the tape, and that'll be the end of your campaign for the next time around. So that's what we do. Because, like I said, the truth is out there, voice of the people. We are going to expose things, and we put your foot to the fire, and that's a big thing. But,
Okay, so the guy who won on the $150 campaign, did he keep his word?
Yeah, he's doing good. As far as I heard, he's doing good.
So that's excellent.
He was a trucker. That's all he did was a trucker. And he probably saw what's going on. He knows about the gas and everything else. And he knows about his community. And he's a trucker. He sees everything. And he stood his ground. He went door to door and talked it up and went to different meetings and stuff and won.
What's going on with
Kelly
Lake in Arizona?
He just filed another lawsuit. There's legal action pending. Hobbs has technically been arrested already. She's really she violates so many state laws and federal laws that she's going to be in prison for life for the rest of life. Well, Carrie Lake's not going to concede. She's going to continue to go. And Hobbs is going to be a prison. She will when she appears in court next week. She's going to have to, as a felon, she'll have to concede.
Okay, then what happens? Carrie Lake wins?
Then Carrie Lake automatically wins, yeah.
What happened with Mark Kelly and Masters?
Right now, according to the two judges and it's something coming out of the Supreme Court of the U.S., they're going to have to redo the election.
Why?
Because that's the way it's supposed to be.
Can you ever remember back in time when elections actually had honesty and integrity?
When?
I don't know.
Both sides. So there's only a few people on either side that actually have integrity enough. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is good.
Do you think when they ran an election and they had George Washington and Adams and all the others, do you think that was an honest?
The election was as best they could be at that time because, it took time to get the votes in because
when Abraham Lincoln ran for president.
They were behind the scenes. They were behind the scenes.
Was there?
Yeah.
Okay. When, how about when FDR ran or Eisenhower?
There are always going to be backdoor things going on in certain areas and stuff. But the fraud that's going on right now in this country in our elections is a fourth world country type mentality. It's not even a third world, fourth world. It sucks. It's wrong. And you know, if France can get it right, even in Israel, they got it right. So, you know, we can do it.
What happened to Interpol and the cryptocurrency case?
They're still going on. That could take a while. It's because it leads to different things. A lot of people went belly up on that.
You told me that it led here to Broward County.
Yeah, according to Red Broward, he has evidence that the company is involved in the government in Broward County. I can't get into it. I'll be working with that in the detail in the next week or two, and that's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Now, Trump had said that because of the violations of the Constitution and the elections, that they should redo the whole election in 2020. He did not say to get rid of the Constitution. He said the deal was he said, and I'm point blank, was that he said that there was so much indication of fraud.
Yes.
Of manipulation by the fourth
yes.
state with conjunction with big tech companies, that there was not a chance of a free and unified election where it is officially done properly.
Do you want to know how stupid people are? And I mean really stupid. That's why I laugh. They're all posting that Trump wanted to do something with the Constitution.
No,
when have you ever heard him
okay.
speak that?
Okay.
This is how stupid people are.
Yeah. Anyway, that wants to get in the conversation, you can give us a call at 515-602-9657 and tell
he
me if they, if you think about that.
Okay? He loves the laws of the land. He's a warrior man.
Remember for a couple of weeks we were opening up with deflection and reflection and how they deflect what they accuse somebody else of doing is what exactly what they're doing.
I won't post that. There is no way he'd want to overturn the Constitution. He wants the election to be done correctly.
Not
he
late.
Did win. It was stolen. I don't care what anybody says. It was stolen.
We have enough evidence just by Elon Musk and Twitter to overturn that election anyway. We need to literally put everyone that's involved in the conspiracy to defraud the American people, the word fraud again, the American people by now allowing them to speak and get information out there. This is not a communist nation. Communist Party
I gotta. I wanna ask you a question. How strong with courage are these people that will go after the bad people and indict them and hold them for treason and hold and
I,
do?
I,
what they,
I, that's a good question. We're gonna find out January 3rd.
And hold them for treason and put them where they need to be, and that's with God.
That's up to the people involved. If you let them live and they go to jail,
just my opinion, if you let them live and they go to jail, they'll work it from the jail.
This is, okay, treason, if you get charged with treason, the penalty for treason is death. That's it. There is nothing, there's no life imprisonment. It's an automatic fiery squad or hanging or whatever it may be.
So, as we were talking, that Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to be the speaker.
Yeah, okay. Marjorie, this is what's happening. Marjorie Taylor Greene, all intents and purposes, will be the speaker. based on her and Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and Riggs and all those people from the Freedom Caucus.
Right.
They basically are going to be controlling the Congress for the next 2 years.
Good.
That's like the squad was controlling Pelosi. This is our version of the squad. And this is
gotta
what's going to happen.
That squad got to go.
Yeah. Well, there is indictments coming. Yeah, well, none of these people are going to be on panels or on committees. All of them are going to be taken off of committees. Same thing with the two guys in California.
Congress place to be and that controls the wars and the purse. And they are corrupt. They are criminals. And they should not be there. Sorry.
That is true.
So my point is Marjorie going to clean house and put reputable, responsible, honest, and integrity individuals in that house? Or is she just going to just be a fly-by-night?
Okay, you know, I can't answer.
It takes a person with courage, really does. I hope she has the courage to do it. That's my point. So, you know,
okay.
I do it.
Let's do it this way.
What?
There are a lot of people there that's going to do a lot of different things in Congress and the Republican Party, but there are going to be some rhinos that are going to be defying it. We have 223 seats here to take a seat because they're still counting in a couple seats in California, believe it or not. But
okay.
About 223, okay? There is, on Tuesday, we got the election in Georgia. Everyone out there must go out and vote for Herschel Walker.
They're going to vote down, that these rhinos are going to vote down not to take out all these people and leave them there, the corruption? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying you never know what a rhino does. That's why they call
rhinos. Then we need to take out the rhino.
That's right. We did a pretty good job this time around. We could do a better job.
Doesn't really matter. The rhino's the rhino. Okay?
Yes.
You really do.
You got
how many rhinos?
Yeah,
how many rhinos do we? How many rhinos do you think we have? We know what's in the Senate. We have about four. We have about 14. So how many
know.
Do you think we have in the House?
I don't know. Right, most of the rhinos in the House have been gone, but I don't think there's any left in the House.
Okay.
I know them.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, if they just fly by night and a paycheck piece of crap, then what's going to happen? 2 years and then we're going to have to what? Get nothing done?
We're building on. We're building on what we got. Everybody needs to.
The Biden family and all of the bad people.
That's coming anyway. These
rhinos won't do it.
They're not going to be put in committees. These committees could get the warrants and everything else. That has some, we know who to put in, and we know how to control it. And that's what's going to happen. You're going to get warrants and indictments coming down through the House. Because they have the power, and they also got the power of the purse.
Rhinos are not getting any committees.
They're not getting any committees.
Do they know who the rhinos are?
Yeah, they know who it's around.
Okay.
So that's it. And the other story is that Mr.
Dream becomes a reality. Okay.
We'll find out January 3rd. Let me get to Georgia, because Georgia is Tuesday is the election. Early voting ended Friday. Okay, it was a record day on Friday for that. But you know what? this between what's going on with Musk and with Twitter and everything, and the corruption that's now being forecasted out about Warnock and stuff, and the fact, and when you got Biden campaigning for Warnock in Boston, not in Georgia, things are kind of strange there. And you got the
Obama.
You know, all the, yeah, Obama and all the criminals. So Obama's just as guilty. Obama just, you know, so they tried to do different things. And what Obama did, and it was backfired him, was that he put a little black slang into his speech and to try and connect with that little, type of thing. And it backfires. They don't like an insult. When you're talking to people, you talk to the people with the, you know, towards them and connect with them. And by you trying to put that little twang in there, a little change of voice like Hillary or Biden did or some other people did to try and communicate to a certain group, you're actually insulting them. And they're picking it, and they're smart enough to know that. So it's going to backfire on them. Plus, of course, everyone's there. Even Kemp is campaigning for Walker. There's a united front now. And
so what's going to happen when they take on all those votes for Warnock?
They're not going to, because every single one of us at the ballot, we're counting the ballots. Whoever counts the ballots is the one that's doing it. So that's what we're doing.
What, the voter integrity team?
Yes, we have the voter integrity team out there, and we're counting the ballots. We got everyone in there, including resistance.
Stacey Abrams not ready to...
She's been taken to custody. She's doing something. Scott Fessler is there and his team.
Thanks. Great.
And all of us, all of them in Georgia right now. You've got the Republican Jewish communities in there. You got the people from that are working. That's out there on Tuesday to make sure everything's out there. Usually the Jewish religion, they vote more Democrat. Not this time around. The Jewish people have endorsed Walker, and the community, all the organizations.
I heard they came out in groves to vote.
Yeah, everybody's coming out to the streets. They don't want to. Have a communist nation, and all that type of stuff.
They should have one-day voting. One day.
Yeah.
Don't have early voting. There's no chance of cheating.
That's true.
Why can't this be handled? Why didn't Kemp do that?
Well, Kemp is there working with Walker right now. Warnock's in trouble, and which is good.
Well, we'll see. We'll see
Tuesday, but again,
that's right.
We are counting. Warnock's people is not counting votes. We are. The election integrity teams are there in every polling place, every section of the state of
Georgia.
You mean
they're not crying about it? They're not scheming and crying about it?
If they decide to do anything illegal, they will be arrested on the spot. If they are resistant, they'll be taken care of. That's it.
Okay.
The election is going to be honest and real. And if there's any computer hookups, we're going to automatically disqualify Warnock and give it to Walker.
Is it a paper ballot or is it Dominion machine?
I don't have that in front of me, but this is the warning we gave. Any kind of garbage that's going to happen that day, it'll be an automatic disqualification for Warnock. And give it to Walker immediately, because you're not going to deal with the fraud.
Drop boxes.
All that stuff. If there's any problems with the voting machines or anything else, Warnock will be automatically disqualified. And he was notified.
So we're going to wait and see. Hopefully Walker wins and we move on. Got other states that have problems. In the voting.
Look at Arizona. But we had to arrest Hobbs because Hobbs needed to recluse herself. She needed to recluse herself as Secretary of State because you can't be counting your own votes.
Why?
And so we have, and she refused to, so we arrested her. That's it.
You can't steal and certify yourself.
And then she threatened. Then she threatened different districts to certify an illegal election, and say that you're gonna go to jail if you don't. So we charged another felony to her. Go
what?
Scratch. We told her, they told her go scratch. Arrest the guy. Arrest the bitch. And that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna arrest her. So cops need. This is not a dictatorship. You got to have free and fair elections. You cannot count your own votes. Tomorrow is Breck's election. Breck is Broward Republican Executive Committee. We have people counting votes when they do their vote. And both sides, as far as I know, as just before the show went on the air, both sides agreed to have two independent people to count the votes. Because it was worried that Lauren Cooley, who works with the current administration, the chairman people, are going to count the vote. That's now how it works. It's like state. It's like what happened in Arizona.
It's not going to work.
So there was a word came out by Jenna Hagen Company, and they asked for that not to happen, and they got compromised at both. So both sides have independent people counting the vote with both parties looking on.
Okay.
So make sure it's done.
Is that the committee man, the committee woman,
is up in 2024. But in order to get the prelim election done, or to get rid of Richard DiNapoli, and because of all the garbage that he's been doing, they decided to take a vote on terminating his contract early, and that's how they're doing it.
When does that happen?
Tomorrow night.
Do you think that he will be terminated or not?
According to my resources, yes.
How many members are there?
When Bob Sutton was in charge, we had over 400. I don't know what it is now.
Speaking of education, have we found the superintendent yet?
No. They're searching for it. They're looking outside the state to do it. There are some areas to go with.
How about Miss Green? Does Miss Green still teach?
Not that I know. How about Betsy DeVos?
No, she's bad as what she did as that secretary. She sucked. She's stupid. No.
Okay.
Who did the movie? Friedrich.
Yeah, she could be good.
Why don't you ask her?
Whose children are they? Yeah, we could try that, but she's out of California, but maybe.
How about the other one who did the story?
He's talking about systematic deception.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I could talk to him. Frank, he's down here. Yeah, he's down here.
How about Flynn?
Mike Flynn?
The colonel.
Yeah, General Flynn. He's down here too. He lives in Palm Beach County.
He's honest. He's good. You should ask him. If there was something to do, why not? He lives here.
We need somebody strong,
who's a conservative, who cares about children, who's honest, who has integrity, and who's responsible, who can make the right decisions and direct our babies in an excellent direction and respect parents and not take the crap from the teachers and oust the bad teachers. That is what we need.
What we need is somebody to make sure that they don't teach CRT or indoctrination recruitment.
Right.
And that's
right. A healthy
teach
curriculum.
Teach the basics. Reading,
gotta
writing, arithmetic.
Somebody out there, okay? Somebody could do it.
Anyway, we got 9 minutes. We got 9 minutes left of the show.
I can't do everything, okay? So we got to find somebody to do it. What happened to Mountain?
That's a possibility, but they're looking. The thing is that we've been putting names in the system, Chris and I and a bunch of others, and so far everyone they rejected. So we got to work it out.
Well, we
got
to find someone who's not
there
a pussy.
There is a guy that won to be on the school board, but he might be disqualified because he had a criminal record and he was not cleared by the courts. By the end of this, I think it's the end of this week. I'm not 100% what date it's got to be done by. But no, not one of us. But DeSantis will be, if he gets disqualified because of that, Governor DeSantis will appoint another one. So that will be it. And that's how it works. And there'll be it'll be 2 years before the next work.
Department of Education in Tallahassee?
Yes, we have an education department in Tallahassee that's overseas. That I'm not sure. Because it changes, we'll see, because it's new. The new people starts January 1st, so we'll know then.
All right. Well, you need a superintendent. We need somebody who's got courage.
But one of the good things about right now is that Florida right now has a supermajority in the House and Senate in Tallahassee. And every statewide office is held by a Republican, a conservative. And that includes the Agriculture Commission. So all of that is done. We don't know no more left-wing nutcases. So that's a good thing. And we'll know this week about, and we should know based on.
Do you think Kara is a conservative?
Kara?
Uh-huh.
I think she's more of a libertarian. She was part of the Republican Libertarian Party that ran for governor. I can't think of his name right now. Bob something. Bob White.
Bob White.
Bob White and her are pretty close. But she likes Rand Paul. She's very close to Rand Paul, so, it's in that nature.
You know what?
But I got nothing bad about it. I have nothing bad about it.
Do you know that? There's not one teacher that comes to my thought, and I know a lot of them, that comes to thought that's conservative. They're all robots. I'm gonna, Wednesday's a special day. Wednesday is Pearl Harbor Day. It's December 7th.
Yeah.
And
tomorrow
we will have a big discussion on that come then. I just wanted to tell everybody they wiped it out. Okay? Yeah. That's why we will talk about it. Okay?
Right. We'll do that.
So, this is Scarlett telling everybody to have a great week. I'll be back on Wednesday. God bless you. God bless the country. Have a great night. Bye, everyone.
I would like to say thank you to everyone in the chat room. Hadesha, 1965, New Orleans, wake up. And anyone else that's involved in there, thank you so much for being part of our conversation. Again, we'll be on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. We'll keep you updated on different things that are going on. We'll have breaking news as they want when it comes to the situation with Gregory Tony and the sheriff, with Wayne Clark no longer involved in this, and there's only one other person that's there, and that's the one who said that was going to fight and clean up the corruption of Broward, and we're going to do that. We are going to work in connections with various law enforcement agencies, including the FDLE and the State Attorney Ashley Mooney, and also with the DOJ in their investigation and doctors that are fleecing the American citizens across the country using hospitals as a means to police. That will continue to work on. I will expose that. We'll continue to work with Ilhan Mosk and get the word out. And because the media is not doing anything and not reporting all the information that was happening, and because they're in on it. The Fourth Estate is as corrupt as possible. Fourth Estate, by the way, is the media. They're supposed to be independent and report the news, not slant it or prevent the news from coming out. And that's exactly what they did in conjunction with the Biden campaign and the DNC. And it looks like they're going to end up going to prison for it. Anyway, I want to thank you all. See you on Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Block Talk Radio. Listen to our podcast on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast. Otherwise, tune in on Wednesday and have a very pleasant evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.